And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. And with the opening markets and numbers from the CME Group in Chicago, where futures are higher for the morning, soybeans up 1 to 2 cents, corn up 2 to 3 for the day. Live cattle futures are up about $3, nearly $3 anyway, 260, so we'll make that right. And that's the feeders, and the live cattle are up $1.15. Lean hogs are up $2.45. In the agricultural news, it appears that the Senate will take quite a bit of time to run its appropriations bill through, with the legislation being packed with two other appropriations measures and what is being referred to as a mini-bus as opposed to the omnibus bill that sometimes fund the government when Congress doesn't pass individual appropriations bills, that is. Of course, there is an ag appropriations attached to that mini-bus bill. Follow that story as it develops in Washington, D.C. The national average basis for corn was unchanged overnight at 20 cents under the July futures contract. The national index was up 3 cents at $4.21 a bushel. The national average basis for soybeans up a penny at 29 cents over the August futures contract. And the soybean index up 9 cents at $13.86. Now, let's check in on the weather forecast. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated left us this update.
Today's Midwestern outlook continues to be favorable, with a good mix of rain and sunshine expected to occur across all of the U.S. corn and soybean production areas. That is good and bad news for some locations. The bad news is mostly in those areas that have been hit by very strong thunderstorms in recent days, and some local flooding being reported. Some of that flooding occurred yesterday across parts of eastern South Dakota and southeastern portions of North Dakota into a small part of Iowa and Minnesota. If you recall, the northern portions of Iowa as well as southern Minnesota have seen a lot of rain here recently. It fixed some of the moisture deficits that occurred over the previous 30 days, and now, of course, we're running a little bit too wet across some of this region, so some drier weather would certainly be welcome. At this point, though, it looks like more shower and thunderstorm activity will occur before we do start to see somewhat of a drier biased environment. So the overall bottom line is continued risk of some flooding and maybe even some expansion of the flooding that's already occurring across a part of this region in the upper Midwest. In general, though, the pattern is still quite favorable for most of the Midwest. We're seeing enough moisture out there coupled with warm temperatures to provide a very good environment for ongoing crop development. A frontal boundary that will move from west to east across the Midwest here today and tomorrow will likely generate the trigger mechanism for more shower and thunderstorm activity to occur across a big part of the region. After that frontal system moves on through the region, we'll see some instability showers and a weaker frontal boundary that will come across the region as we move through the weekend and into early next week. That new system will not produce nearly as much rain as this first little disturbance will. And overall, for the week, we'll see plenty of moisture across a big part of the Midwest. Many areas will pick up on moisture at one time or another. The heart of the Midwest, really from southern Minnesota and portions of Iowa into a part of Indiana and Ohio, will likely end up with some 1 to 2 inch amounts of rainfall for the next 7 day period total, and some locally greater amounts will certainly be possible, getting over 3 inches perhaps in a couple of locations. The lowermost parts of the Midwest will probably not see nearly as much rain. The same thing can be said about Michigan. Michigan will also not see a great deal of precipitation occurring across the region. The rainfall in the southwestern part of the Midwest or Corn Belt in general will likely be most significant as we move into next week and into the following weekend. At that time, a stronger cold air mass will likely drop into the Midwest and force a stronger amount of thunderstorm activity to occur in the lower parts of the Midwest, as well as the Delta in the southeastern states. At that point in time, we may see some locally heavy amounts of rainfall in some of those areas, but in general, it's going to still be timely rainfall after a short-term bout of somewhat drier weather here recently. The temperature forecast across most of the Midwest is still going to be promoting an environment here where high temperatures will get up into the 80s on a regular basis, some lower and a few middle 90s will be possible over the next two or three days, actually, and we'll probably see that starting to abate, though, as we move forward in time, and we'll likely see the temperatures becoming more 70s and lower 80s as we move into the middle and latter part of next week. The forecast in general is going to be supportive of crop development across many areas, and I think the bottom line is still going to help to support a good yield potential across a big part of the region as time moves along. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner for his daily updates of the weather forecast across the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. More from him tomorrow morning right here on WILL AM 580 and the 850 opening market report segment. Now let's check the way the numbers are trading in Chicago, where corn futures are higher. Nearby contract or July at $4.46, up 4.5 cents on its last tick. December at $4.43.5, up 4 cents. And July of next year at $4.67.5, 3.75 higher. Soybeans are trading the nearby July at $14.10 or $14.11, up 2 cents. The November at $12.12.75, down a quarter. And July of next year at $12.34.25, down 3 cents. Bean meal up 60 cents. Bean oil down 3 cents. Live cattle futures are up $1.45 in the August at $146.47.5. August feeders at $207.70, $2.85 higher. And August lean hogs at $129.87.5 or $2.60 higher. On the phone line to take a look at these numbers and what the overnight trade looked like and what we can expect for the day today is Ellen Dearden at AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Good morning, Todd.
And let's start off with the export sales, which were released this morning. Not bad for soybeans, not great for corn.
Not great for corn at all. You know, we've been talking about corn exports were picking up, and it looked like the river system was trying to siphon corn off the ethanol plants over the last couple of weeks, and that seems to have reversed, and that's reflected there at the Gulf. We were down almost 80% from a week ago, almost 80% lower than the four-week average on the corn. But the market kind of shrugged that information off and decided that we're going to head higher. We're about a dime off the recent lows in Dease corn. Everybody was talking about we were going to be at 435, lickety-split, and here we are almost a dime higher there as well.
Yeah, that's a nice little bounce from the lows. They didn't quite make 435, if I remember correctly, though I see the September contract went down and touched that today. Are your expectations for this range down here in the bottom, and I don't know what you'll call that range, will hold and consolidate for the next couple of weeks as we await the USDA reports at the end of the month?
Yeah, the 30th of the month reports, both the grain stocks and the plantings reports, are pretty important. And with yesterday's really huge ethanol from the, you know, from the petroleum people, seeing that ethanol production was so strong, you know, we're grinding at a record pace, and we're using up the ethanol because of the higher crude prices. So, you know, we may end up with that grain stocks report being a little better. We thought maybe it would be on the livestock feed side, but maybe on the ethanol feed use side instead. But we'll have to see whether that shows up on that 30th report.
And then I did see a little story on Argentina and some concerns about it defaulting and what impact that might have on soybeans. Have you been watching the global marketplace for exports and potential there?
Yeah, we have been. And you know, it seems to me that right now the U.S. is the chief supplier or the reliable supplier, and perhaps that sale that we got yesterday morning of old crop beans, kind of surprising being old crop, is starting to reflect that South Americans can't get the job done. November beans still, Todd's consolidating between, $12, and maybe we could get up in that $12.28, $12.30 range. I think the 20-day moving average is up there close to that area.
Anything for the expectations for the rest of the trade today?
Boy, this meat market turned around really quickly. We appreciated on the cash price on cattle late in the day after the market, the futures markets had closed in Nebraska. So we may have sucked some funds back into this market. Both feeder cattle and the fat cattle and the hogs are up, too.
Yeah, the feeders finished, many contracts down the limit yesterday, and they're up 265 at this time.
Yeah, so we're winning back what we lost yesterday. We need to see volume pick up, and we need to see a high range close today.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it. That's Ellen Dearden. She's with AgriView out of Morton, Illinois, and joins us here on the opening market report from WILL AM 580. The numbers again in Chicago at the CME Group are higher in the corn pit, up about 3 cents for the day. Soybeans are a penny higher in the nearby. The November contract down 3/4. Wheat futures are trading the July 4.5 higher at $5.91.5. I'll give you that number since it is the harvest month or near term in the harvest month. And livestock futures are trading the live cattle $1.35 higher. The feeders are up $2.60-$2.65, and the lean hogs are up about the same, $2.60-$2.65. You, of course, are listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Find us online at will.illinois.edu for all of our stations. If you're looking for the agricultural programming, visit our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. It is the top of the hour, 9 o'clock in the central time zone. Here is the weather forecast for the Urbana-Champaign area today. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Those will come after 10 a.m. this morning. Partly sunny, otherwise a high of 88 degrees on a south wind at 5 to 9 miles an hour. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Those coming after 1 in the evening, mostly cloudy and a low of 71 degrees. And then for Friday, showers and thunderstorms before 1 in the afternoon, mostly cloudy and a high of 87 in the Urbana-Champaign area. Friday night, mostly cloudy and a low of 68 degrees on a west wind at 5 to 8 miles an hour. I'll be back at just about 10 minutes till the hour. We'll take another look at the way the trade is moving in Chicago at the CME Group. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.